To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Every week at this time, we are joined by the wonderful Kara Brook, Allure's Beauty Blogger of the Year. She's also Beauty Inside Out's go-to beauty expert, and Kara's with us now, David. I'm so happy. She's going to share with us some of her favorite beauty and makeup products. Hey, Kara.
How you doing, Kara?
Kara, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Good. Oh, here Perfect. We are. Yes, it's so wonderful to have you on. All right, Kara. So, you know, again, I love that you get to try out everything, so you make it easy for us to go out and get the best product. So why don't you start with some of your favorites? Why don't we start with a foundation or a powder, whichever you'd prefer?
Okay, so for foundation, I really love NARS Sheer Glow. It's kind of one of my go-to favorites for every type of skin. It says sheer in the name, but it's a buildable color, so it kind of works for anyone no matter what they want. If they want a sheer coverage, if they want a heavy coverage, it works for mature skin, and it works for youthful skin. It's a great all-around product to recommend just anyone.
And that's the foundation?
Yes, that's a foundation. It's a liquid foundation.
And let me ask you, would you want to use a primer before that or no?
Yes, I always use a primer. I think primers are really important. I think what's really important, too, is that you moisturize before anything because nothing looks good on dry skin.
Now, I know this is a talk show, but that's music to my ears.
Yes, and I use your products, and they're wonderful. The Multivec eye cream is just perfect for getting rid of any of that. You know, if it's dry and flaky around your eyes, you're never going to get any shadow to look great. You're never going to get any foundation to look great. So, yes, I love starting with a foundation or a moisturizer. And then a primer is really great, especially if you struggle with your makeup coming off really easy, or if you struggle with large pores or fine lines. It's really nice to get a primer on there to smooth everything out, and then everything goes on really soft and even and pretty. So my favorite...
Kara, I just wanted to say that you mentioned a moment ago buildable makeup. Does that mean that you can just like layer it on to make it thicker and darker? Or just in case people weren't familiar with that term.
It just gives more coverage. So you can either put on a really light coverage, or some foundations you can't really do a couple of thicker coats. They'll just look cakey. And so when I say buildable, I mean that you can do a little bit of a heavier coat and get more coverage without it looking cakey at all. So that's a really good thing in a foundation, so that you can, you know, have the coverage you need when you have more skin problem days, and then have less coverage when you're having good skin days.
Ooh, I like good skin days. All right, tell us about your favorite primer now.
So the primer that I love for bigger pores or fine lines, I love Benefit Porefessional. It's just kind of a pore filler. It goes in very soft and silky. It's really great. And then we kind of talked about last week, for long last makeup, I like the Benefit 15-hour primer, which is really great. So the other things that I love, first of all, is my favorite blush. I have two favorites. I usually like to pick kind of a splurge favorite and an inexpensive favorite. So my inexpensive favorite in blush is Dream Bouncy Blush. It's kind of the funniest texture. Have you ever tried it, Lisa?
No, I haven't, but I want to say I got that Porefessional. I love it. The pores on my nose look like they're gone. And trust me, they're not.
You got it.
But they
Isn't
look
it
like
amazing?
They are. Yeah, I got it. It's lovely. I thank you so much for recommending it. It's great. And so lightweight,
too. Yeah. I took a picture
of
my mom.
No, I've never heard of this blush.
Say that again.
I said I'd never heard of the blush that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's Dream Bouncy Blush, and it's Maybelline. And it kind of looks bouncy. Like, they call it bouncy blush, and it's actually true. The formula is very interesting. So it's not a cream really, not a powder. It's somewhere in between, but it goes on looking so fresh and so beautiful, and it's very inexpensive. And it comes in an array of beautiful colors from peachy pinks to, you know, really rosy pinks, something for everyone. So that's a huge favorite of mine. I love, and I'm a huge believer in blush in general. I think it's underused most of the time, which is kind of the opposite for most beauty products. But that is one of the best blushes for inexpensive. One of the best blushes for more expensive would be Tarte. Have you ever used Tarte?
I have. You know, I don't even own a blush. I can't believe I'm telling you this, but
you don't
I'm going to go out and get both of these.
That's what I mean. It's a very underused makeup. When I do my makeup without a blush, I always feel like, oh my gosh, I just don't look. It makes you look so young, and it makes you look so vibrant. So you need to go and get the bouncy blush. You will love it.
You think I'm using it?
And maybe you just have a natural blush, but I have a very anemic face. It's not very colorful, so I have to add all the color I can. But the Tarte Cheek Stain is beautiful, too. It's got a really interesting texture also. It's kind of like it's a hard gel, and so it kind of it's a little bit to get used to because it's a little bit tacky at first. And you have to use a brush with both of these. If you use your fingers, they just don't go on as smoothly, so it's much better to use a brush. And I use just kind of like a stippling blush brush. Anyway, the Tarte Sorry, I'm just going on and on about all this makeup.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just want to make sure we get to fit a lot in. Okay, let's talk about eyes because, as you know, we've talked about this before. We both have blonde eyelashes, and I am so big on mascara. I love it. And what is your favorite mascara? And do you have a cheaper and a more splurgy one, or do you just have one that works all the time?
Okay, so L'Oreal Voluminous Carbon Black is my favorite drugstore mascara. I've loved it forever. Nothing really at the drugstore compares to me. It makes your lashes look really full and thick and long. My favorite expensive is They're Real by Benefit. It too just makes your lashes, it finds lashes that I never knew I had or that existed. It's incredible. And when I tried the There Real, nothing else really competed after that. I really, like, if I didn't have it, I was like, what's wrong with my lashes today? I swear I don't have as many. But little did I know, it's just the mascara that was making the difference. So those are my two
favorites. Now, where can you find that one? Where do you find that,
you can
that
find
second one? Tell us the name again.
You can find it at Ulta, Sephora, anywhere that sells Benefit. Or, you know, Amazon, Benefit.com, or Benefit.cosmetics.com. Pretty much
all
anywhere.
Right. What about lips?
Lips? My favorite nude lip liner that I use, anyone who follows my blog very much at all will know this, because I use it almost every time, is it's a CoverGirl. It's actually an eyeliner, and it's CoverGirl Perfect Blend in Mink. It's kind of this really neutral light brown, and I love to use it. I just use it on the outer edges of my lips, and then I kind of blend inward, and it creates the most pouty, gorgeous, finished lip. And I use it almost every time. I think it's like $4, and it will go with literally any lip color you use.
Well, I got to tell you, we're going to run out of time here. So I got to tell you, Kara, we love having you on. Kara's a guest of the show, so we ask you to join us next week to hear her again. And in the meantime, visit her website, mascara, mascara.com. I appreciate you joining us today. This is David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.